Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. city of Charleston, South Carolina is a city in shock after a white gunman allegedly shot and killed nine people after attending a Bible study in a local African-American church. VOA's Jerome Sokolowski reporting now from Charleston.
Charleston is normally a lovely place to visit. It's known as the Holy City precisely because of churches like this one. But the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church is the oldest black church in the South.
Never.
In a million years.
Never.
Marlene Coakley Jenkins still can't believe it happened here or that her sister was among the victims.
Our message to our community, our home community, is we appreciate all the love and support. But truly speaking, we didn't expect any less because the people here are like the climate. We're warm, we're caring, we're loving.
This church has meant so much to the struggle for an America free of racial hatred. And now it's a tragic reminder that that struggle is not completely over. Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, Charleston, South Carolina.
At least 15 Somali police officers have been killed in a raid on a checkpoint in Afgoya. That's about 30 kilometers southwest of the capital, Mogadishu. Governor of Lower Shabelle told VOA that heavily armed Al-Shabaab fighters attacked the checkpoint, were pushed back by security forces. A source told VOA's Somali service more than 10 Somali soldiers were killed in that fighting. The governor declined to confirm the casualties. The violence is the latest by Al-Shabaab militants focusing on government targets as they try to topple the government and create an Islamic State. This is VOA News. Mali's Tuareg-led rebels have signed a peace agreement with the Bamako government more than a month after other armed groups took similar action to end years of unrest. UN brokered accord calls for the election of regional assemblies in Mali, but stopped short of granting autonomy to northern Mali, most of which lies in the Sahara Desert. Separatist demands were a main cause of an uprising that followed a military coup that ousted Mali's president in the sub-Saharan South. Also in the news, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon marked World Refugee Day on Saturday. He did so with a global cause to remember the plight of nearly 60 million people forcefully displaced last year by conflict and persecution. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Antonio Guterres spoke in Geneva.
Their numbers are growing and accelerating every single day on every continent. In 2014, an average of 42,500 people became refugees, asylum seekers, or internally displaced persons every single day. And that is four times more than just 4 years ago. These people rely on us for their survival and hope.
UN says one in every 122 humans is now either a refugee, internally displaced, or seeking asylum. UNHCR says if this were the population of a country, it would be the world's 24th largest. United States on Saturday called on debt-ridden Greece to make some tough fiscal decisions, leading to a quick deal with its international creditors to prevent the potential breakup of the 19-nation eurozone. The near-bankrupt Greek government needs a deal by June 30th to avoid defaulting on a loan repayment of $1.8 million to the International Monetary Fund. Athens also owes a $7.6 billion payment to the European Central Bank in July and August. Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis.
We are dangerously close to a state of mind that accepts an accident. And I urge my colleagues not to fall prey to this state of mind. We can forge a good agreement. Our government is standing by with ideas and with the determination to cultivate the two forms of trust necessary to end this Greek drama.
Negotiations remain at a standstill ahead of an emergency summit of European leaders set for Monday in Brussels. U.S. technology company Google says it plans to honor requests to remove from its internet search engine unauthorized nude or sexually explicit images in a crackdown on what is known as revenge porn. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.